Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
Welcome back to 24 Hours of News in Rugby League. We had three games last night. Obviously, the Roosters defeating the Gold Coast Titans 35-14. A cracking game of football there. Sammy Walker delivering his first match-winning field goal. I'm confident it won't be the last one. A sensational game there. Thought Jamal Fogarty was unreal for the Titans. Interesting moment when Angus Crichton scored a try. A bit of a controversial one, to be honest with you. Sort of looked up at young Jaden Campbell, smiled at him, then got chopped a second later. Was probably lucky to score that try. I'm sure a moment that probably Angus Crichton would want to take back. Not a great look for him. In the second game, we had the South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the Newcastle Knights. Knights absolutely depleted. South Sydney Rabbitohs missing one or two, but not facing the sort of struggles the Newcastle Knights are. And to the Knights' credit, put up a really good fight here, I thought. I've been talking about this team for a long time that they are in serious trouble. I thought they put up a really good fight against the South Sydney Rabbitohs, who, whenever they did click, were close to untouchable on that left edge. Obviously, AJ, he scored three tries himself. If you brought him in Supercoach like I did this week, you're absolutely stoked. Won 100+. Rabbitohs won that one 24-10. I think it was only 12-10 at halftime. So the Knights, they did really well in that contest, all things considered. The late game, Denver Raiders 38 over the Broncos 16 with a controversial send-off to Kobe Hetherington. I'm sure we'll hear more about that. But a good game down there in the nation's capital. Looked freezing cold down there. All the rest of your news. Now, Dane Gagai, he's been in the news last few days. Obviously, he broke his hand in Origin 2, they believe. But there's a really good chance he'll miss Origin 2. Obviously, didn't run out for South Sydney last night. Origin 2, there's a big cloud over Dane Gagai, which would be a huge loss for the Queensland Maroons. I'm not sure who would come in for him, to be completely honest with you. Branko Lee, he makes his return to Queensland Cup this week. So interesting to see if he is able to come into the frame. Tessie New is a guy that I think has got that sort of potential, but hasn't been consistent enough. Scored a good try last night, but going to be very, very interesting. There's been whispers of Will Chambers. I don't think Will Chambers is up to it anymore, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. So very interesting to see what the Maroons do there. The other man that could be missing is Jai Arrow, and he was a lock forward to start that game for the Queensland Maroons, and a guy that I think he's going to be really important to them. I think once you go out of that starting 17 they had the other day, your forward pack depth, it does struggle a little bit. Obviously, you'll have Josh Papali to come in, so it'll sort of be a straight swap, but I think it was the Queensland bench that was the reason why they weren't able to compete in that game for me. You saw Junior Paulo, you saw Payne Haas come on the field, and Queensland, they simply couldn't keep up with that injection that the Blues had on the bench. So Jai Arrow, whilst he isn't their best player, I think he's going to be a massive loss for them as well if he's missing. There's whispers of a rib injury there, so keep an eye on Jai Arrow over the next few weeks. So I think he's going to be critical to this Queensland side. Now, Wade Graham, unfortunately, we saw him the other night go down with a concussion. He got a HIA, but then as he sort of left the field, he sort of stumbled because he was so dazed and hyperextended his leg as well. So not a good look for him. I think it's his fourth concussion in the last 12 months. So Wade Graham has ruled out that he will be retiring, entering his 250-plus game career, but it looks like he will be taking an extended spell. Now, As unfortunate as that is for Wade Graham, it really does open the door for our boy Sifa Talakai. And if you've been holding him in Supercoach Draft, you've just won the absolute gold mine. He's available at centre wing. If he plays 80 minutes there, he will be sensational. And he's going to show this competition what he can do. I've been talking about this guy for a long time. I had someone on my Instagram Q&A last night say, oh, you overrate Sifa. And you know what? You might be right, but just watch him over the next few weeks. I think he's going to do really special things. Terrible news for Wade Graham. Hopefully we see him back ASAP. The other big news, Ken Mamalo yesterday signed with the West Tigers effective immediately. So I'm tipping you will see him come into the West Tigers side next week. A really, really good signing for him, for them. And I saw a lot of comments on social media about how he was homesick last year. Now he signed with the West Tigers team and giving him a bit of shit. I think it's a little bit unwarranted. From what I gathered from when I spoke to Peter O'Sullivan, there is a lot more that was going on in Ken Mamalo's life last year. So if you're going to take that take, a bit of a shit go there, to be honest with you. I think when you know the full story, you'll understand the situation he was in last year. So if you're one of those people being a hero, just pull yourself up, yeah? That's all your news in rugby league. We've got two games of footy on this afternoon, which I cannot wait for. Then, of course, one more game tomorrow afternoon, which will be sensational. Tomorrow, you've obviously got the Canterbury Bulldogs and the St. George of the Warra Dragons. This afternoon, though, 2 o'clock, you've got the New Zealand Warriors taking on the Melbourne Storm. Interesting to see how the Melbourne Storm do line up, who backs up and whatnot. I think still at the moment, you've still got Cameron Munster in the lineup. You've still got Harry Grant as well, and there's only two guys on their extended bench. So interesting to see if they do make changes, if these guys play. If they don't, massive for the New Zealand Warriors, who obviously will be getting the return of Adam Fanua Blake, I believe, which is going to be massive for them. He's still on their extended bench, as is Ken Mamalo. So interesting to see if Ken Mamalo plays his last game for the New Zealand Warriors or not. Interesting to watch there how that one plays out. Then the late game this afternoon from Bankwest Stadium, Parramatta Eels and the West Tigers. Really big game for the West Tigers here. Obviously, inconsistency has riddled their season, and this is the start of their really, really tough run over the next few weeks. So a massive test for the West Tigers, a massive test for Michael Maguire, because the Parramatta Eels, they've been playing really good footy at the moment. They'll obviously get Junior Paulo back today as well, I believe. I think he's been named, so a massive test for them. Junior Paulo hasn't been named. He's not in that. Oh, yeah, he is. He's starting in the front row. So Junior Paulo there with essentially their entire side. There's pretty much no injuries here for the Parramatta Eels. So interesting how that one plays out. Outside of Reid Marnie, Joey Lussick will come in. And look, for me, I think that's Joey Lussick's coming in is going to mean that the halves are just going to get more cleaner ball. And this is when I think the Parramatta Eels are at their most dangerous. So a huge test for the West Tigers in this game. Let's see how it plays out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.